Thank you, Jimmy. This song brings tears to my eyes. And I held myself because I have to deliver the message of the Lord. So pray for me. The story of this hymn, the song that Ginny sang this morning, goes back, I don't know, those who are older than I am, when we started the church and Ginny started coming to church. I said, Ginny, she sang it once about 45 years ago. I said, Ginny, I want to sign a contract with you. Every new year, you will have to sing this song. And every new year, she sings it. She said, if you want it this way, I said, want it this way. Let me love you just the same. I wish we loved the Lord more than the same. More. He loved us. He sent his only begotten Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary to save us from sin. Just the same, Lord. Let me love you just the same. Let's love him. Thank you, Ginny. I told the congregation, I signed you a contract that week. So you know, thank you again. May the Lord bless you as you bless our hearts. Happy New Year. Well, I couldn't find a better, the whole Bible, I love the Word of God, a better verse to just put before you. Hebrews 13:8. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, and yes, and forever. Every time another year has passed by for us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, it is another year's march nearer home. You agree with that? The Lord preserved us and blessed us until now. And he will continue until that day. You remember 2 weeks ago, thank you, Dean. Remember 2 weeks ago, we heard that God is good. Do you agree with that? He's good to everyone. And he is the bearer of good news. Last week we ended up with this verse. If God be for us, who can be against us? And is there any more comforting thought and reassuring to know that we have a God who cared for us last year? Who is caring for us today, and who will care for us all the coming year? And I want to share a couple of words with you about that. Before that, this is the third week in a row I'm preaching. Maybe you're tired from me. But I promise you, I'll be away for 1 month. And the other men in the church will be speaking, will have the chance. Number one, God is with us. He is the God of today. As we enter the threshold of a new year, our hearts are running a little bit faster. Our thoughts are busy again planning. And I'm sure that all of us think a little bit more than we usually do both. How we think of the past. We think especially of the future. But rest assured, dear ones, that he is God. He is aware and paving the way into a blessed and fruitful year. He's been with us and will continue to be the same. For he said, I am the Lord. I do not change. You believe that? It's good to take inventory here, to get an idea of just where and how we stand. We definitely find much to regret. But when we think of God's grace, of love, of his goodness, of his presence that it is with us, of the promises that he fulfilled in our lives, our hearts are comforted and assured that we are not alone. As we begin the new year, remember, he is the same who was with you in the past, will be with you now and forever. Dear believer, believe that. Believe that. And wherever we are, whether we are on top of the mountain at the very beginning of the year or deep in the valley, the Lord is there to support us and to lift us up and to be with us as he promised, because he is the same. He does not change. Yes? I read a song 2 weeks ago, and I heard it on the Geyser's presentations more than once. And I looked for it in our hymnal. I couldn't find it. Hymnal must have it, but I went and Googled it, and I found it, and I found the woman who sings it. Her name is Linda. Linda what, Randy, if you remember? Randall. Linda Randall. She has a voice I like. And when I heard the song, I kept repeating it since 2 weeks. And I woke up this morning, I wanted to pray. I prayed for 2 minutes, and then I reverted to the song again. And it says, I will only use half of it. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. And you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. Wherever you are, whether you are about to have a mountaintop experience, as we said, or a valley experience, he's the God of the mountain and the God of the in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. What a God we have. And the God of the good times is the God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. How was your first five days? On top of the mountain? Or you started facing some problems? The Christmas is gone and New Year's celebration is gone, and we start facing the reality of life. But remember, wherever you are, on the mountain or in the valley, God is walking with you. Yes? Amen. My dad, with his broken English, I shared that before, maybe 15 years. He used to sing that all the time. Got any problems you think are impossible? Got any mountain you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things called impossible. He can do things others cannot do. You ready for that? This is what God is preparing for the new year. He can do things others cannot do. He is the God of everything. I believe the word of God. And he's, as we said, he's that yesterday, he was your God, right? Today, he is your God. And tomorrow, he's your God. He never changes. Trust him. Then why should we worry? Psalm 37:1 says, fret not. I looked for it. I looked for it. Fret not. Do not fret, we know. And it's it says, Bill McDonald says about fretting, which is worry. Bill McDonald said that it is a sin to worry. And I believe that with all my heart. And the dictionary says, being vexed, agitate, and wear away. But someone else interpreted this, and listen to that, saying, remorse, fretting is remorse over yesterday's failure. Are you still thinking about that? Let's bury it. Let's bury it. 6 feet under. Anxiety over today's problems. Worry about tomorrow's uncertainty. Will I keep my job? Will I be able to do that? Will I be able to do the things with my family? We planned for vacation. Will I be able to do that? Uncertainty. Sure. The final word is in the Bible. Whatever people say, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. In other words, worry about nothing. And let us replace, at the beginning of New Year, let us replace the word fretting and worry with trust and faith. Trust and faith, and leave it in his hands. Leave it in his hands. We sang many times during the presentation of Christmas or Thanksgiving, through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Let's replace every doubt, every worry, fretting about uncertainties, about tomorrow. Let's not borrow from tomorrow's problem and apply it today, because we don't know what they are going to be. Stop borrowing. Start living today. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And I've learned to depend on his word. Are we going to do that? He said, I'm with you. Why should you worry about tomorrow or whatever going to happen? I am with you till the end of the age. These are his words. So this is the God of today. My second word. God is the God of all tomorrows. Put them all together, of all tomorrows. In history books, the Oriental Shepherd, I had to look at that. The Oriental Shepherd, like the shepherds on the night the Lord was born. These shepherds, the shepherd was always ahead of his sheep. Listen to that. He was in front. Any attempt upon them had to take him into account. All the attackers, they have, let's get the one in the front. Now God is down in the front. He is the tomorrows. And it is tomorrow that worry men. But God is there already. And all tomorrows of our life have to pass through him before they can get to us. Why should I worry? Do you believe in God? Is God is your Savior? Is Jesus Christ has changed your life and you are now a new creation in him? That's the Bible I'm quoting. If this is so, why should you worry about tomorrow? Will I live? Will I die? Many people are afraid to die. Will I die? If you worry, can you stop from dying? And if you don't worry, can you stop death? No, but leave it in his hands. He knows when you're going to die. He knows how long you're going to live. And I pray that we are going to live to see him coming in the air. He's the one who said, be not anxious. Okay. In Matthew 6:31, he is the God. Do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Do not. This is the message of the new year. And if you knew that Jesus Christ helped you in the past, and you made it, you crossed this mountain, you crossed the tunnel, and you are here. You had to go through surgery. You had to go through many experiences in your health. And you're okay now. Will this happen tomorrow? Anything will happen to me next year? Well, leave that tomorrow in his hand. Because he is the God of all tomorrows. If you have Christ, you have everything in this world. If you have Christ, you have the greatest insurance in your life. Not the insurance you bought and pay for it every month. The insurance you have Jesus as your God, as your Savior. This is the greatest insurance policy you can ever have. Someone wrote, at the gate of the new year, I said to a man, give me light that I may tread safely into the unknown. Tomorrow is an unknown, we know. And he replied, go out into the darkness. Put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be a better insurance and a greater life for your road ahead. So, what do we do at this stage, beginning, the fifth day of the new year? Are we to surrender to him? Are we going to worry and spend our life worrying about tomorrow or about what's going to happen this year? No one knows. No one knows. Well, some people have a crystal ball. And they look at the crystal ball. You are going to meet a beautiful lady. Ha ha. The man you're dreaming about is going to come. It's not in the Bible. I can't believe it. I don't believe in this. We don't have crystal balls. The preacher does not have a crystal ball. The priest, the pope, the archbishops of the whole world, they cannot tell you what's going to happen 5 minutes from now. But one God above all who can tell you what's going to happen, who knows what's going to happen, is Jesus Christ our Lord. You have him? The best thing is to take him as your Savior and believe in him that he can save you and he will walk with you and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So let's go forward without fear. Let's go forward trusting our God. And you know what? Perhaps we are near that day when you will hear the trumpet sound and we shall be with him forever. It might be in a minute. It might be tomorrow. We don't know. It's closer than ever. Shall we stop living for Jesus? Shall we stop believing in him? Shall we stop working? Shall we stop sharing the gospel? No, we shall not stop. We shall persevere. I would invite you not to lose heart, not to fear anything, but go forward. And by God's will, we will go stronger. We will continue as a church to have the meetings the way they are. Come to church. I said, come to church and honor God in your life with your family and keep going, for the victory is ours. Tomorrow, let's not worry, right? Let's not worry. One of the hymn writers by the name of Ira Stanfield, maybe most of you never heard of him, wrote a little song. I want to use one stanza of it. And he says, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. Are we doing that? I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry about the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Now, the chorus says, many things about tomorrow. Listen, many things about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Amen. Let's go side by side, and he will hold your hand and get you through. Amen. May God bless you, bless his word, and have a happy new year walking with Jesus. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Father, we give you ourselves this morning. We give you our worries. We give you our lives. We give you our health. You have given us this health. We give you everything. Take the future in our lives and make it according to your will. And help us to obey you and to follow you, knowing that you're walking with us. Bless each and every person in this family that you have given us. And we pray that we will live to honor you this coming year, relying on you, depending on you, and you promised you're with us. You promised you'll walk with us. You know we are not walking alone. And he who's been with us yesterday, today, and forever will continue to be. In his name, we thank you and pray. Amen.